Eigentlich hast du die
von
dem Auditor, der hier muss irgendwo alles.
Okay, everybody say, good morning everyone. Interesting topic this one, a topic about halachas in the bathroom.
What?
Halachas in the bathroom. That's a bit of a hemisphere what he was talking about. This is quite very interesting. Let's start with the Akdama first of all. So the Pasuk Kisiso says, they meant to make a wash basin for the kohanim to wash themselves before they start the avodah. So you see this idea of cleanliness, yeah? Very interesting thing. But there's a big question over here. Why is it in Pasuk Kisiso, all the kohanim of the Mishkan were in the parsha of Truma? This one over here seems to be out of place. Why is it in the parsha of Kisiso? That's a question. There are lots of truths on this. One teretz is it's only a hechsher mitzvah. Because Scripture says it's a hechsher mitzvah. It's not like when it's bare, then you burn the korbanos on it or whatever you did on it. All the kohanim were mitzvahs itself. This itself wasn't a mitzvah, it was a hechsher mitzvah. It was a way of preparing to do a avodah. That's a little lower, and that's why it's put later.
Okay.
The idea of the whole Mishkan, which is really, we're doing the parashas now, we have to put it in all these sentences. Very interesting, actually, I've got several Rishach up front. He said a nice idea. He said, you know, the Mishkan was actually written on Chafei Kislev, Tabar. They finished all the doors, everything was given in on Chafei Kislev. But they only put it out on Rish Krishna, and that's the whole of Tevis, the whole of Shvat, the whole of Ador. Quite a big gap in between. Why did they wait so long? There's a minute's answer given. He said, I'm ready to shut up, actually. It's just for 1 minute or so. He said, I'm ready to shut. He says, I can't remember if it was a Medrash says or if he himself says this, but he says that the Mishkan was a kapara for the Eidah. Now, if you want to analyze what went wrong at the Eidah, what was the underlying thing that went wrong at the Eidah, which caused the whole Mapala, is there was lack of patience. Klal Yisrael, before Moshe went out of Kadesh, the mice didn't turn up. They panicked, there was a Mapala, and they did what it did. So in order to overcome it, we have to see how do you overcome your patience. So now is a good opportunity, says the Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Mishkan was ready to put up. Clients were very excited to put it up. Don't wait.
Wait for what?
According to them, until I tell you to put it up.
No, but I'm saying their problem was Moshe Beinu, according to them, Moshe Beinu's not coming back. So what's the point of waiting?
Yeah, they thought, Pastor, as soon as it's ready to put up, put it up. I said, well, if we get in Kapara, let's put it up straight away. As far as they could see, they should put it up straight away. Why should they wait?
Savlonas.
Yeah, that's the Savlonas. And therefore, that was the Kapara. I'll tell you a short story, which I saw. I think it's a compelling story. I'll read that because I've got a whole sheet on this story. It's very interesting. But I was just reading a few days ago a story in one of the books. Someone was travelling on the highway in Edstraw. He said it was behind a lorry which was carrying live chickens. He said, horror of horrors, one of the chickens jumped out of the lorry and started running across the road a bit. There was an absolute panic. All the cars stopped. There was a complete standstill. This chicken was having a time of life, running from one place to the other, and the cars wouldn't move. Anyway, eventually, the person who was there standing in the traffic was like, I can't see what's going on. Anyway, eventually, a soldier got out of his car, he went to the chicken. He managed to hop it, he held the chicken, and he waited for all the cars to start moving again. And the cars all started moving along the line. And this soldier now was holding this chicken, flipping away, I don't know what. He didn't know what to do with himself. So all of a sudden, another Eid gets out of the car. Certainly happens in Edstraw this. Another Eid gets out of the car. He says, Eid. He says to the soldier, man, I tell you that, I'm experienced with chickens. I know what to do. I'm very, very experienced. I've got like a farm of chickens at home. What you need to do is get me a piece of string, he says, to tie the legs of the chicken, and then I can take it and sort it out with you. So he looks around, and they're near a bus stop. So the guy says to the soldier, he said, look, there's a piece of string there, I'm going to get it. So he starts running over there. The soldier says, stop! I don't know what you mean. He says, don't touch that. Don't touch it. He rages in his room car on his phone. So he says, the army come along, and it was a bomb. What that string was a piece of steel. That's a bomb. Let's be done with it later. Nicely, see the thing. He said, this person was saying the story over saying, no, it's funny, I was thinking to myself, why did Hashem put me in this position? I stuck in a traffic jam, I had to get somewhere, I can't understand why Hashem did it. Afterwards, when I saw the whole story unravel, I could understand why Hashem did this to me. So let me see what's going on. Often in life, patience, often in life, we don't see what happens to us, but many times we do. And that's the money that a person has to have. Now, El Hashem is doing, he's around the world, he knows what he's doing, and we believe that's right. Sometimes, I say, very often, one can see a result why Hashem's done something like this. Yeah, it doesn't seem right why we should be in this situation, but very often you'll see why Hashem has done it. You don't. This thing is still to trust the Kosh Baruch. Right. Hilchos wash basin. There are many, many halachas about this, actually. Let's start from the very, very beginning. The very first halacha which comes in and touches the bathroom and toilet, all these halachas that we've spoken about this before in the past, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which speaks about a toilet based on kisei parusi. That was a toilet, a Persian toilet, which apparently there, that was the base of kisei was used, and the soya went straight out. That, Shulchan Aruch says, has got not really the name of a base of kisei, because since the soya is not meant to stay there, therefore it's not really got a base of kisei. So the shaila is, nowadays, are our toilets the same as that? Have they got this leniency that we don't have to treat it as severe as a base of kisei? The mice and the poskim are not so happy with this. And the poskim say that our toilets are different because the soya stays there for real time. It doesn't flush straight away. A urinal may be much better. There, the male gland goes straight out. That's similar to that. But our base hakisa is that soya stays there for a bit. It's true, it gets flushed afterwards. But Kol's man, it's there. So the mice and the poskim are not so happy about this. And they want to tie the really that is a problem of a base hakisa. Therefore, our base hakisa is in our bathrooms all the same, really. This, if one goes in there, the chur one has to wash one's hands. Because that's a lot in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Dalet. Shulchan Aruch says if you test, there are a few places you have to wash your hands from. The person who does that is if you test. Any one shrik in the tila, these are things that need to have your hands washed. One is Yitzu Beis HaKisei or Beis HaMerchatz. Someone goes out of Beis HaKisei or Beis HaMerchatz. Any of these places, he has to wash his hands. So if someone goes into the toilet or into the bathroom, pastors, he has to wash his hands when he comes out. So Shaila, is it towards the keli? Can he just wash under the tap? That's a loud question. But I'm asking, should wash his hands? And pastors, it means anyone goes in just, let's say, brush his teeth. He's just going in there for a short time, also brush his teeth, or he wants to put some soap on there. He goes in. When he comes out, pastors, he should wash his hands for going inside.
Even though that time there's nothing to it.
What?
Even though that moment there's nothing there.
No, because the whole base of matters, the whole base of kisses is a ruach rock. There, quite right, quite a big difference actually. The whole place is a ruach rock. Therefore, even if there's nothing there, there's still one should wash one's hands.
Does that mean you have to wash your hands outside?
Right, so the best thing to come to, let's just talk about it now. The wife said, well, I'll wash one's hands inside the bathroom and a base of kisses. Ideally, obviously, the best is to wash one's hands outside. That's obviously the best. But since our toilets are a bit better, because there are a bit similar to these Persian things, and a bathroom also is a bit better, because I'm possibly saying that is all our bathrooms haven't got smoke steam that comes up there, and there's the pipes in there and all that. So many possibly say that if one has to, one can rely on washing one's hands in the bathroom. This goes for everything. This goes for the Sissi Daim. This will go for Nagelwasser. That means ideally, one should really wash one's hands outside the bathroom. So if you've got a sink which is outside the bathroom, that's much better to use. Well, that's much better. If one hasn't got that, then if one's stuck, then one can wash inside the bathroom or toilet. What one should do is that one washes one's hands and dry outside.
So, Stira, if you go in the bathroom, you've got to wash your hands. Now you can wash your hands in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's true. Ours are much better. Our bathroom toilets are much better nowadays. So the mice of that syrup together, makes it better. You're right, it's like a better to do outside. But one is like cooking the ruach rock gets out when your hands are wet, still outside.
Well, you're still in the bathroom. No. While you're washing your hands, you're still
your
in the
hands are still wet though. So it could be gets the water when you wipe your hands, maybe that gets the ruach rock. It could be in the air, washing, let's say, someone's in the aeroplane, for example. Well, same side, this can happen, someone's in the aeroplane. And he wants to wash with, he's got our mochi, he wants to wash with our mochi rolls. So the mice, I don't know if there's anywhere to wash. I can't remember if there's anywhere to wash besides the toilet. So there, what if you're stuck, got nothing else to do, then what you should do is wash your hands inside the base, come out, dry your hands, first make this time before you dry your hands, come out, make hands inside, and then dry your hands. That's what you should do. And then you can have your bread.
You can do the washing after.
You can only have a choice. If there's any other place to do it,
he closed the tap, his stomach.
Touching taps. Yeah. That's not a problem.
There's no craft cover today in the trains. You put your hands on the knees and the water come up.
Look, you don't have a cup. Take a cup with you into the toilet. Take a cup with you. I must tell you, someone told me not to have it. He was travelling to London, actually, by train on Monte Shutters. So he went down Madame Arger. So he planned to wash his hands and there was a kissy there, wherever. He said, for some reason, all the water, something happened with all the water there. There was no water. No water. No water in the toilets. He couldn't use the water. So what did you do, Robbie, say?
Buy a bottle of water.
So one, the heat mice here, they just catch the heat, sent himself out another hour away from London. Now, in that hour, when I get to London, I'll find water. So if you find within 72 minutes water, you can't tie your hands up, you have to wait. So the Shilett was there to buy a bottle of water, but the price of a bottle of water on the train are quite expensive. The Shilett, how much is one for you to spend for this? It's a good idea. Buy a bottle of water, buy a bottle of water is an ideal color. That's a good idea to buy a bottle of water and use the water for until it's a
diabetic. About when you wash your hands and you want to wash your face.
You can do that in a second.
Face is very problem when you have a bit. If you have a bit. You have a bit, yeah?
Yeah.
And you want to wash your face?
You can do that.
You don't wash with the last water because Thomas Bin, when he was Thomas Bin.
About Shabbos?
In your bin, yeah.
On Shabbos, yeah. Eating in a bathroom is also not ideal. Food inside a bathroom. That's some possible. Nice and passionate thing. There's nothing wrong. If food goes into a bathroom, the food is still okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Some people have been not taking food into a bathroom. It doesn't ask for the food. And medicine is not a problem. Medicine is not called food. There's no problem being in medicine inside the bathroom.
Kiss and third kiss.
That's even better, yeah. That's an Irish show. That's coming to that. It's also very interesting. Let's say someone's travelling by plane and he's going to the toilet, bathroom toilet, and he's got his tefillin with him. What you can do in such a case, you shouldn't take tefillin to raise a kissing. So there, the halacha is, it's wrapped in dove. Obviously, it's better to leave it outside. If one can't leave it outside, because it's not safe to do in such a place, one should double wrap it. So the wrapping around the actual tefillin itself, the bag that's put in with the plastic, it's all for one wrapping. It's all miyuch for it. That's for one wrapping. If you put it to a carrier bag, another carrier bag, you put it to your suitcase, and you take that into the Reis HaKissi, that is a kippin dove. That's tucked out. So if you're stuck somewhere and the only way to take it is with you inside the Reis HaKissi, then after the double wrap it, and that will be okay to do.
If you put it, close the lid of the toilet, would it make a difference?
No, it's the whole room is a Ruach Roi. It doesn't make a difference if you close it, I don't think so, no. I think the whole room is a Ruach Roi area. So I don't think it helps to close the toilet door. Another issue halacha is let's say before the meal to the Reis HaKissi. So let's say you're having a bread meal, you're coming over for supper, bread meal. Someone goes to the bathroom or the Reis HaKissi before he starts his meal. Now the halacha is that you have to wash your hands when you come out of the Reis HaKissi or the bathroom. Now many people got a minute to wash their hands with a cane. The problem is if you wash your hands with a cane when you come out of the bathroom or toilet and then you have your bread meal, you're going to have a problem what to do with the bracha. Why? Because, first of all, Pasha, what you should do first is Asher Yotza. Thanks to your locker, let's just sit this locker inside. Because some of the tests I think it is. It's about going to the Reis HaKissi just before you start your meal. So Mishnah Berurah is down over here. You've got a problem. If you washed his hands once with a cane, you've washed his hands once with a cane. with our tea lebracha. It means you wash your hands, you're not meant to sit down straight away. There's a gap in between. It's not really good. What else can you do? In the work with Chilantis time, if you make the sit down first, but achkach ashe yotza, and then ashe yotza, halahefse bein brich the tea lebracha. There's a gap between the tea lebracha. You can
ashe yotza after the lebracha.
Oh, very good. So he says over here, right, so it's not very happy with you. Well, on niach, birchas ashe yotza, and achal birchas hamaitzi, and to wait for the broch of ashe yotza till after birchas hamaitzi yotza, gam ein anochen. It's not correct. Right, it's not actually very important. Shechiyuva chalalov niach kishotot zrochov, the ein na achal kokach. So Moedig is actually interesting right from here. So, person should make ashe yotza normally when it comes out of Issa Kissi as quick as possible. I mean, there's no point tarrying around. When a weekday, a person goes to the toilet and he washes his hands. From this Mishnah Berurah here, you see that the inner ashe yotza has to make it straight away. Why you shouldn't wait.
Why didn't you do it without a keli the first time? Without a keli the first time for ashe yotza? And then after the two
times? I'm talking about the right one. So make Anzistan first, the problem actually got to the heaven. So make actually got to first, the gap between the tealer and the mighty is not good. So the Mishnah Berurah says...
So you're saying he's only using one kind of water, not twice, it's chavilis, two different mitzvahs.
Yeah, he's doing one washing. He's doing one washing for both.
Yeah. It can only be if he hasn't got enough water.
First of all, it could be it's an inyan to wash your hands with a keli after coming out of the toilet. It's not a chiv.
That's one thing you should say. You're saying
So he says, the best is kosher halacha. There's two eights. The best eights is to turn his ushli into a palm mission of tefillah gemara. The best is not to wash properly first time. Rak ma'at mishum b'kiyas. Just wash a little bit for cleanliness, and then your hands are clean. And then mitzvah to be ashe yotza, but you're not being yotza on design yet. It's not a proper washing.
Right.
And then dry your hands, whatever it is, and then wash again.
What are you washing for? You wash your hands again.
No, I told you. What you do is you go to the Beis HaKisei, right. Come out of the Beis HaKisei, go up to the tap, you put your hands under the tap, just wash it like that normally. Or, I think my mom says this, fill out the keli less than Rivius. And then just pour it. I haven't seen this eight. I can't see why it's not suggested this eight. Fill out the cake, less than there is, and then wash your hands, let's say, rub it. So it's not a kosher tea. You've not done a kosher tea. Make ashe yotza then. All right. Try your hands and then start again with this time. There, it's very good. You've not been yotza this time yet. That the chayra is also interesting why it doesn't suggest to wash your hands properly with a keli, make ashe yotza. And then touch a place which is normally covered. Make your hands dirty again. It looks like that's the brochure, not so it looks like that's not something you do. It looks like it's a
brochure. A brochure is usually that, really, isn't it?
Look, it is. Are your hands all clean?
What?
You're doing it for tzorich.
Very often we have this point, that's brochure, that when a person makes a gap for tzorich, and that's allowed. I don't know why it's not happening over here. It doesn't seem to suggest this eitzah. Or maybe it doesn't. Doesn't like it. It wasn't the eitzah that was suggested. To wash your hands properly with a keli like you normally do, make ashe yotza, and then make your hands dirty again. Say you scratch under your skin or something, or you touch somewhere with a mechosa, you have to wash your hands again, and you've got no problem. That eitzah doesn't look like it. Doesn't like that eitzah. Doesn't seem like it. It doesn't advise that. Ashe yotza should be said straight away.
He's looking up to see it straight away.
He says it is. It's interesting. It looks like there's a chiyuv to say it. It's not ideal. No, I would have thought the posh is like you're saying. Yeah. Just make Anzis die, like you said as well. Wait, Anzis die normally in the middle of the meal, just say Ashe yotza. But the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't matter. He says it's one. To wait for saying ashe yotza as an after brichas hamotzi, gam kein ein anochen. It's not correct. He says not right. Shechiyuva chalav miyav kishatzot zrochav. Chiyuv happens straight away. But ein la'achav kol kam ashe delay. The shy is once someone made a mistake. Let's say someone came out of the toilet and he washed his hands with a keli properly. Now he knows this as well. Yeah. What should he do now? He's washed his hands properly. He washed with a cane, he probably three times in each hand. And his dad, Bill Jobs, Mr. Brewer says, in that case, if someone did it, it's better to make Auntie Stan first and then actually yours as well, remember. Let's just see what it says here. Emily Ella Noshkatila Achaskatin, if you wash properly, Shentila Achila, for washing, for eating, and then you realize, after all, you've got a problem. Yevorech mitchila antizidayim. You make first antizidayim, but achach ashiyotza. Yeah. The yes list might have a person maybe. You should rely on his possible to say that's not what happens. But chiddush actually doesn't say wait till in the middle of the meal. So you can see from here how important it is to ashiyotza straight away. So again, ideally, what you should do is I'll go to the base of kisser or a bathroom before he has a mid-bed meal. You should come out, wash his hands for the kiyas, but not caution the tila. Make ashiyotza. And then, after he's dried his hands, he should wash again for the tzitzit daima, proper natila, may answer time and go there. If he made a mistake, and he came out, he washed his hands for a meal properly, he says, oh, I'm not sure what to do now, I've got ashiyotza, tzitzit, what should I do first? Ideally, what you should do is, you should make answer time, followed by ashiyotza, and then I wait. See, you should wait.
In the morning, he came to shul, he washed your hand, he said,
Yes, sir.
Why do it again for? If you do it in the morning.
What is your matter?
I said, yes, sir, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it chubba to see it in the morning?
Once?
Is it? I said, yes, sir.
Once?
Yeah.
What you say? Don't say again.
Well, he came to shul, he washed your hand.
And you have, yeah.
So you do it as sir, no?
Well, how do you say ashi yotza?
Yeah.
No, you can't say it twice. You haven't been again.
In the brechot.
Ashi yotza is only said as a second time in shul if you beat the toilet again. It's not being ashi yotza at home and then it comes to shul, you can't make ashi yotza again. You don't do that.
So people don't say the toilet.
Some people wait, something like wait.
But there's also take half an hour.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, some people got rid of it, but some people worry they might need to go to the toilet again, and I said, some of all the problems are right. It's quite likely, it's a good point there. From there, you see people wait for ashiyotza. Some people don't make ashiyotza straight away.
Yes, you're
doing it. What?
Yes,
you're doing it. Yeah, they wait for everything.
Interesting.
Okay, what else is there for the toilets? I've never heard of some sort of chickens in the bathroom tub. You know what does that? But the Meister, that's okay. But I think that's okay. Food inside there is okay. It's not a problem. I wouldn't recommend it. But the Meister, if one does that, that is not a problem.
Shechting chickens in the bathroom?
What?
You say shechting chickens in the bathroom?
Not shafting, washing them, soaking them. No, you don't want to shaft them in the bath.
You can put fish in the bath.
What?
You can put fish in the bath to keep them fresh.
In the bath? Right, so same kind of food in the bath.
Part of the doubling? What was he in the morning? Is that part of the doubling?
Well,
he hasn't
have
been
a
to
bath.
The bathroom in the morning, but I'm going to say. He can still see, he can't see. So therefore, one shouldn't say in the morning.
You can't say it.
Why do you wait so long? Why do you wait so long?
That's what you say. I don't know. It needs to be the sun and all the rocks together. I think first of all, someone would want to go again. But even though, I don't know, yes, it's the point. It's like this is not such an ashiyotza thing to do that, really. You're waiting a long time for ashiyotza. It's better more organized. They come to shoot, they say all the rocks there. They've got more kabbalah, maybe. I don't know. Yes, so it's the point. Generally speaking, though, when you're ashiyotza, you should make it straight away. By the way, that's posh. If someone goes to the base, like kissing in the middle of a meal. He's in the middle of a bread meal, and he goes to what do you call it, to Besakese, he has to wash his hands like normal. He's been to a modern brewer, he has to wash with a cane now, because he's having more bread. So it's such a case there, he washes his hands with a cane, like for washing for a bread meal. Our meaning is not to be antisidayim. When Rosh Hashanah says if someone does gedolim, he makes antisidayim. Our meaning seems to be not to make the broch antisidayim again. We just wash our hands like normal. Dry it, it's ashiyotza, no problem there, because it's ashiyotza, not it's time, no problem. So you say ashiyotza, and then you go and carry on eating.
Yeah, but that's what happened like there.
What?
If you make it doily, you have to make a moitzi again.
No. Moitzi? It's not hefzik.
It is a hefzik if you make it doily in the middle of the meal.
A moitzi? That is a dying baby he's talking about. A moitzi carries on. It's a good question, actually. A moitzi doesn't get interrupted from going to the toilet. The mice don't block a silver and still carries on. A moitzi is right. Our meaning is not to be answered as dying when we do, when we go to the base of kissing. You're right. Mr. Brewer says you're much more like that. He's right, actually. Mr. Brewer says you make answers as dying, you can do it, and what makes answers as dying again? That's the argument to make a holy block. The client's story seems to be not like this, and we don't make answers as dying in such a case. What else is there? Then there's an old Shaila on Shabbos with these, what's it called, these colouring things for the toilets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's it called? These blocks. So that's a serious Shaila normally because these blocks, pastures, are meant to colour the water. You can get ones that are clear, that smell nice, but you get some of the very fancy ones actually are ones that make the whole colour blue, red, and green, can match the colour scheme of the toilet. Look very nice actually, yeah? So the Shaila is there, that's much stricter that case there because there you want the colour in the water. And that is a Shaila Tzemeah, the Shaila of colouring. I'm not saying no one allows it, I'm not saying it's very hard to look to why it's that. Pastures one should take out. In fact, the Rav taught me here in town, I don't want to mention the name, he said it to us in public, he said he had a Rav Vosner in his house for Shabbos. I don't know why he did this actually, but he put one of these in a Beis HaKissing. Now, I can't remember if it was a coloured one or just one with a non-colourless, but I don't know what exactly he said, but my Rav Vosner took it out. Actually, Rav Vosner moved it. Very interesting. I can't remember if it was a coloured one. It's very hard. Coloured ones are very hard to do.
You can't move it.
Mess everywhere. But I said, ideally, the coloured one should be taken out before running on Friday afternoon. I had it once for a holiday. I went to a holiday place once and I had in the cistern itself. I had one of these blocks. I'll tell you, I spent nearly to the end of the shop until the whole shop was trying to get out. Because it crumbles. It's very, very, very hard to get rid of. You flush the chain, loads of time to stop the colouring. It's very, very hard that. But ideally, one shouldn't have it in the Beis HaKissing. Because
it's a little
bit
easier. It was in the
system a bit
easier. Could be
some grommet, maybe.
Because it's slightly,
might be a bit better.
When you flush, it's
slightly
coloured.
Could be a bit better.
You pull the
chain
with
the glass. What? I say, if someone's stuck in somewhere, that's true. Someone is stuck in a place. He's got there, he's used the basic kiss already. And the ice and there's this current block in it, and he's stuck. Then the only aid someone can do is to flush the chain, cold up beer, so one can flush the chain with a shimmering. So you can use your elbow or something, flush chain, that's a shimmering. I'm saying the chapchila wants to really try and take it out, or one actually uses it.
If it's in the cistern, it's worse, because when you're filling up and it fills up, the water stays that colour.
When you flush,
it just goes straight down.
When you flush, you flush the coloured water.
It stays with the next one. If it's in the rim, so when you flush it, the liquid comes out and it stays with the next person to use it.
It's worse than the
cistern
because they're
mummish colours. It's a bit longer, but the mice are to grommet. The cistern's a bit better, could be in a way because it's quite indirect. Here, when you flush the water goes around the rim, not your clay in that colours. Water there. Yep. In the cistern, might be. It's an interesting shala. The mice, someone gets stuck in a Beis HaKissing, this is a shala, I don't know the answer to this kasha. The mice, someone gets stuck in on Shabbos in the Beis HaKissing. For example, let's say, modern place, got all these things. I mean, someone told me actually, I never get to these places. But someone told me he's been to a Beis HaKissing, that when you get up, it flushes.
Yeah, the airport.
Yeah. But I've been there, but which toilet? Someone realizes on Shabbos, I'm not sure what he's meant to do.
You walk away.
Sit there on Shabbos.
Why can't sit there on Shabbos?
What do you call it?
I'm uncomfortable. It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. It's an old Shaila, someone stuck in a place and kissing, and the light goes on or off when you open the door. Sometimes you have with a lock. When you close the lock, the light goes on. When you undo the lock, the light goes off. Yeah. That's a good question. I would ask such a good rabbi what to do. I don't know.
Very often, your urinals are very often, you walk away, then it flushes. Your urinals are there.
Yeah.
That's very often.
That's time sensitive.
Yeah. As soon as you walk away, then he flushes.
Since you come there, he flushes.
Yes, I don't know what happens on a shower. You have to rely on grommers now. If someone's stuck in these places, he has to rely on a grommer. It's not easy. It's best to stay away from these places. Okay, that makes sense. Sure.
Yeah.